When people think of eels, they often think of slimy, nasty, ocean-dwelling fish. However, eels are in reality very different, and some have a fascinating life history. Eels are in the group Elapomorpha, which is one of the most primitive groups of teleosts. True eels include Anguilla anguilla, or the European eel, and Anguilla rostrata, or the American eel. They differ only in vertebrae and chromosome number. These eels have a very interesting life history. They are catadromous, which means they spawn in saltwater and live in freshwater. They start out as eggs for 10 days, at which point they become leptocephalous larvae, also known as ribbon-like larvae. They stay in this stage for about 300 days. The eels then become glass eels, and they remain in this stage for 3 years. They are called glass eels for the fact that they are transparent and almost look like they are made of glass. At this point, they migrate to freshwater, where they become yellow eels. Yellow eels are characterized by a yellow or brownish color on their sides and underside. Males remain in this stage for anywhere from 6 to 12 years, while females remain in this stage from 9 to 20. They then move back to saltwater as silver eels, with larger eyes, silver sides, and a white belly. At this point, they stop eating and migrate to their spawning grounds. While they have never been witnessed actually spawning, it is thought that they do so in the Sargasso Sea. This is hypothesized because of the large number of larvae that have been found there. Eels have several problems that cause concern for their survival. They have a slow life history, like a shark, which means they don't reproduce very rapidly. There are also barriers to their movement, especially since they move back and forth from salt to fresh water. These barriers include dams, nets, and power turbines. They also have to travel 5,000 kilometers to spawn, which is a huge distance to safely cross. They are also fished during several stages of their lifetime, including as glass and as adults. In 2010, they were put on the Greenpeace Red List for seafood, which means they are a common food item that is a high risk of being sourced from unsustainable fisheries. Several countries have taken measures to help eel populations bounce back. Iceland has promised to stop fishing until at least 2012. The United Kingdom and the Netherlands have shortened the season and eliminated fishing of silver eels altogether. Germany is stocking eels, but is still fishing. France has claimed that they are increasing habitat quality, but are also still fishing. The actions taken by Iceland, the UK, and Netherlands have been helpful, but it's unclear as to whether Germany or France's actions will actually be helpful for the fish. All fish, including eels, have pretty much all the same senses that humans have. However, they also have an additional lateral line sensory organ, which detects movement from a distance, sort of like a distant sense of touch. Like our inner ear, they contain hair cells, called neuromasts. When the hair cells move, nerve impulses are sent to the brain, alerting it of movement. The number and positioning of the neuromasts depends on the type of fish, with the more active fish having more of them and having them placed deeper into canals along the lateral line so as not to be disturbed by the fish's own movements. The sensory organ is important for schooling as well as in predator and prey interactions. Fish utilize the density of water to allow them to use this organ to be aware of their surroundings. Fish are among the most interesting and unique groups of animals on Earth. They occupy almost every body of water and are crucial for food in many places on Earth. The eel is just one group that is threatened by humans, and it is important that we make sure all these fish are here for a long time to come.